Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, I'm back here in America, our temporary home, for the better or the worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all this list to be in our Tzeinu HaKadosha. However, with B'yas Mashiach, but even without it, we should have the seichel to be there as much as we possibly can and breathe in the Avir Haaretz, which is machkim, which gives wisdom, something that a lot of people I know could use, myself included. In Parshas Shoftim, we find in Perek Yizayim, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech vayavid Elohim achirim yishtachavu lahem, v'lashemesh ovi areach olachot zwa shemayim, ashalei tzivisi. There are many such psukim in Sefer Devarim that talk about Avodah Zarah, but interestingly enough, very often it refers specifically to the Tzva HaShemayim. Now, the Tzva HaShemayim is just one example of Avodah Zarah. Obviously, there are many types of pagan worship, including worshiping the heavenly bodies. But it seems it's mentioned often. We had in Parshas Vayeshanan, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yutes, Upentisa Einecha HaShemayma, Bereisas HaShemesh, V'Sakechavim, etc. There seems to be a specific fear, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael being Ovid Tzva HaShemayim. And that needs something of an explanation. Besides, the semel, or the name for Avodah Zarah, very often is Akum. Akum is Ovdei Kechavim U'Mazolos. Now, Kechavim U'Mazolos, the heavenly body, is just one example of Avodah Zarah. It's interesting that the word Akum is the one which stuck. Another issue, Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Tesa Amud Beis, brings the story of the Targum Shivim, when Talmai forced the Zikne Yisrael to translate the Torah. Now, actually, it's known as the Targum Shivim, but the Gemara there says there were 72 Zakenim that were called upon to translate, one way or the other. They changed this pasuk. When it says in this week's parasha, "Vayelach v'yavid elohim achirim yishtachu lahem l'shamash areach chos ha'shmayim ashalay tzivisi," so they added the word "ashalay tzivisi la'avdam," meaning to say, the way Rashi explains, you can mistranslate the pasuk. You could say that the heavenly bodies ashalay tzivisi, that God did not command them to exist. That would seem to indicate they have a separate existence. So therefore, they added in the word of Taich, Ashalay Tzivisi Le'avdam. I didn't command, God says, that anybody should bow to it or serve it. So they did this, as in all the changes they made in the Targum Shivim, which was a change so that nobody should mistranslate or explain the Torah. Fine. However, the language of Ashalay Tzivisi Le'avdam, which I suppose is pshat in the pasuk, according to this, that's what Rashi says. So then, if that's a pshat in the pasuk, so what is God saying? I didn't command to serve them. God didn't command to serve anybody. There's nobody to serve except for the Bnei Adam himself. So Hashem is saying, the stars, the heavenly body, the sun, the moon, I didn't command you to serve them. God didn't command us to serve any other of the physical bodies. It's very, very strange and needs some explanation. Rav Schwab, in Parshas Yisrael, he alludes to it here in this week's parasha. Rav Schwab, back in Parshas Yisrael, in the Aseres HaDibrais, says a fascinating insight into the difference between all the different Avodah Zarahs and the Avodah Zarah of the heavenly bodies, especially of the sun, but the star and the moon, the stars and the moon as well. He says, one of the Yisaydei HaTorah of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah is the fact that a person has to be a Makir Tov. A person has to be grateful to those that do good to him. Hakaras HaTov is the aside. Adam, who sinned in a terrible way, is faulted for not being Makir Tov. He said about Chava, Ha'isha Shanasata Imadi, that he blamed Chava, even though Chava was a blessing for him, but he wasn't Makir Tov. Now, actually, it was only a small part of what he did wrong. But nevertheless, he's seen as being a non-Makir type. Mimelo. the heavenly bodies, the sun specifically, is the biggest mative in all of creation. The biggest mative. In a previous year, I had mentioned that the word Godel in Tanakh, big, is used in Tanakh almost exclusively. It's almost exclusively somebody who's a mative, someone who does good for others. Her Isha Gedayla Miyad. The Isha Shunamis is Gedayla Miyad. Doesn't mean her dress size. It means she was a person that was a mative, that was a table mative to others. Yemes Meliyahu writes this idea that generally Godel refers to a mative. The first Godel in all of Tanakh is Hamar HaGadol, is the sun, which is ultimate native. It gives warmth, it gives heat, it gives light, and we know that it makes things grow. So really, a person has to be a native. So there'd be a thought to say that their feelings of gratitude to the Shemesh, the Areach, to all those who go along with the Shemesh in the heavenly bodies. The Havamina was Ashetzivisi La'avda. There's a Havamina there that a person would want to serve, or at least to show gratitude to these heavenly bodies. So Schwab says, since they're not Bali Bechira, they don't do things on their own. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Seder of nature regarding the heavenly bodies as well. So therefore, it's an Aveira. To love them, but it's the biggest Havamina. The Havamina, the thought that a person might bow to a statue, the absurdity of it makes it not a strong possibility for a member of an intelligent B'nai Avraham Yisrael and Yaakov. However, the heavenly bodies which are native, a person might think to. So after Schwab, that's why it's consistently mentioned as a warning not to be Oved Elohim Acherim, L'Shemesh L'Yareach L'Chol Tzvah HaShemayim, that they're often mentioned very specifically. This gives us an insight into something else. Chazal tell us that the wisdom of Klal Yisrael was always astronomy, was the understanding of the astronomical bodies and how they have a planned rotation. Every month, Jews recognize the concept of a Maylid, and that these things are not the choice of the moon and the sun, but something that's part of the very cycle of creation, that the sun, the moon, have a certain pattern in nature, that they don't have choice. Why is that something that stands out? Why is the wisdom of the stars any more than the wisdom of botany, or the wisdom of geography, or the wisdom of mathematics, algebra, geometry? All the wisdoms have a chashivas, but the study of astronomy is a separate mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah to study. In his Hakdama to the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh, Chaim Kanievsky writes that when you learn Torah, you mekayim mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When you learn the part of Torah that has to do with astronomy, you mekayim two mitzvahs, mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah, and also the mitzvah of this particular study. Why is it significant? Now we understand. If there would be a thought that the sun and the moon and the heavenly bodies move on their own choice, they have some sort of a chirid, there'd be an obligation to be native to them. Kamash Malan, that it is not so. Kamash Malan, that so Yidn Dafka would, Chazal say, Hi Chachmaschem will be Naschem La'inei Ha'amim. It was the wisdom of Klal Yisrael in the eyes of the nations. So it gives us a great insight into this repeated reference and warning not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Today is Rosh Chodesh. I want to share with you my favorite riddle. I probably said it once before here, but say it again. The riddle is, which pasuk in the Torah is lained the most times a year? Now, don't say the Adabar Hashem HaMoshe Leimar, because each Adabar Hashem HaMoshe Leimar is read once. Sometimes two or three times it is before Sheni, but which pasuk itself is read many times? And the answer is, and part of the riddle is, it's read many times, maybe 30 times a year. Only one of the 30 can Yisrael get the Aliyah. The rest of the time he can't be a Yisrael. That adds a tease to the riddle and maybe gives you a way to figure it out. And the answer is, this morning, during laning, if you paid attention, we laned as follows. Actually, even if you didn't pay attention, we laned as follows. We laned this morning the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. The Kayin got pasuk 1, 2, and 3. He got the first 3 psukim. The third pasuk begins with the words Yom Arta. When the Levi went up, the way we lane, because of the breakup of the parashiyos, the Levi repeats, his laning, the Bakayu repeats the pasuk Yom Arta, and lanes psukim 3, 4, and 5. That's to say, there are advarim, so that we leave over 3 psukim, 6, 7, and 8, if the 8 is the end of the parasha. So the Yom Arta, the third pasuk, gets lain twice on every time that Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday. Turns out that in during the year, if we have approximately 16 Rosh Chodesh lanings, we have 12 months, 6 Malei, 6 Chasa, that's 18. Rosh Hashanah, we don't lane this. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos or on Hanukkah, we only lane it once, but it still comes out to roughly 30 times a year that we lane it. Sometimes every time we lane it twice, the Kohen gets it the first time, the Levi the second time. When can Yisrael get the Aliyah? On Parshas Pinchas. When it's Parshas Pinchas and we lane the whole Parsha, that is something that the Yisrael can get the Aliyah. And so, the Gvaldiger riddle, it's tough for anybody to really figure it out on his own, unless you give him a hint that it's a Rosh Chodesh riddle, which I did at the outset. And with these 2 thoughts for the day, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, Cheshik and Shuka. I wish everybody would have the Cheshik and Shuka to be in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever I come back and bench Gaimel, it bothered me. How can I say to Hashem, HaGaimel HaChayavim Taivas, you did me a Taiva, you took me out of Eretz Yisrael. It's very difficult to even say it. So always have in mind, HaGaimel HaChayavim Taivas, Rabbi Mishwam, I was in a box called an airplane, above the clouds. HaGaimel HaChayavim Taivas, you helped me land safely. What a chesed. Oh, that's a chesed. But I still wait for the day when I'm ready to leave Eretz Yisrael and they bump me and they tell me, stay another day, we'll give you a double ticket. Oh, that's a Hashem. Wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.